Okay. Let's take up an aspect of Scientology you may not have tripped across. I'm going to make this a very short, simple, quiet dissertation. An aspect of Scientology that you may not have thought of in connection with the axioms. The axioms are agreed upon considerations. They are agreed upon considerations. They are the central considerations which have been agreed upon. They are considerations. A self-evident truth is the dictionary definition of an axiom. No definition could be further from the truth. In the first place, a truth cannot be self-evident because it is a static. Anytime a static presents itself visibly to your view, let me know. So therefore, there is no self-evidency in any truth. We follow? This is not a self-evident truth, never has been, never will be. However, there are self-evident agreements. And that is what an axiom is. Now, although these axioms, getting agreed upon and solidified, are basically considerations, they will not maintain themselves forever and aye as solid truths. You can change your mind about the axioms. You can run an axiom long enough so that you can change your mind about it. Where does this leave it as a self-evident truth? This is true of the axioms of geometry, physics, the various laws of physics, the laws of chemistry, so on. It just happens that people got into a mechanical spin, of always agreeing upon this point, and so we got a self-evident truth. Now, those 50 axioms which comprise Scientology are not a dream-up this would be real nice and so forth. They happen to be the 50 points, 49 really, one is repeated, which became solidly enough agreed upon and were little enough admired so that they persisted. You get the idea. They were sufficiently agreed upon and little enough acknowledged that they became persistent. And these are the central points of agreement on the whole track, from which then derives the activity and behavior of all solid masses, of all spaces, and perforce then, thetans. This is an interesting thing. If you wish to feel as though there is no point from which to start, I dare you to assimilate this datum. Everything is a consideration. As ye consider it, so it be. Providing you agree upon it enough and nobody acknowledges it. Now, the task of getting a consideration to persist is a very difficult one, but it could be done mechanically in many ways. The way it is being done mechanically is not to acknowledge it. You get the idea. Now, how do you get a no acknowledgement of one of these, quote, self-evident considerations? Huh? How do you get persistency? We get in a everybody knows that frame of mind. Well, therefore, when somebody says it, this is just stupid, so everybody knows that, so nobody acknowledges it. You got that? Huh? Let's say you walk into this room and you say, this room is warm. And you know, nobody turns around and looks at you and says, that's right. They say, sure, it's warm, you stoop. That kind of a feeling they get about the thing, and they don't answer you. You come in and you, let's get worse than that, and you say, you know, I'm wearing clothes. Well, you might get a few people that'll do a double take and check over whether or not you're wearing clothes or not. And you may have somebody with enough joie de vivre that will suddenly look at you and say, yes, so you are, you know, just as a gag. But the truth of the matter is, those things which you announce that everybody knows usually go unacknowledged. If you came in and made a vast dissertation upon the fact that an apple, when dropped to the floor, falls to the floor, everybody knows this. Newton probably had one of the grimmest times you ever heard of trying to convince people that there was more significance in this than he had first noted, that there was something around which was causing this. So when you go through the subject of physics, you notice I didn't say science of physics, that body of considerations which have been agreed upon and not acknowledged, called physics, why, you get yourself a fascinating thing. I mean, nobody goes through a physics textbook and starts acknowledging all of these things. You know, they're true, so of course everybody accepts that. You get the idea? Now, that's how something like an axiom or a physical law or a natural law gets codified. Somebody invents it, and for a while, everybody carefully doesn't acknowledge it, so it persists, you see. And, I mean, somebody invents it, just that whole cloth. Somebody invents the fact that an apple is going to fall to the floor. And he goes around insisting this is the case, and other people don't acknowledge it, and 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 all of a sudden their apples start falling to the floor, too. Up to that time, they didn't. Isn't this curious? It tells you that there very well might be 100,000 axioms, only there aren't. You might as well have had lots of other considerations that weren't acknowledged, that everybody agreed upon, but we didn't have. Why does this small set then occupy such an important position? And it's just this, that nobody ever acknowledged these things. And so you've got a universe. And the others, sometimes they did and sometimes they didn't. And they are physical peculiarities or mental peculiarities. Fellow considers that every time he does something for somebody, they immediately put on their hat. Well, it's a perfectly valid consideration, just as valid as when you drop an apple, it will fall to the floor. Every time I do something for somebody, he puts on his hat. You get the idea? All right. Why isn't it an axiom? Every time I get married, I get divorced. Movie star observation. Consideration. Nobody acknowledges this. It becomes a law for her. And because it isn't a law for everybody, we consider that aberrated. You see that? She's carrying along then a lot of peculiar laws. But she's carrying them after the fact of that which is not acknowledged becomes solid. After the fact. We could have a whole universe built on this set of axioms. That which is acknowledged becomes solid. You get a reverse universe to this one. So that every time you said okay to somebody, he weighed more.
Yeah.
Get the idea? That would be their considerations. Well, those aren't the considerations of this universe. What we're studying here in the two-way cycle of communication with this cycle is a fascinating thing. It isn't fascinating because we invented it, but because we managed to dredge it up as the background of solidity. It's the background of solidity. First, they enter into this pattern. You see, they enter into this pattern of communication And the next thing you know, what have they got? They've got no acknowledge, it becomes solid. Now get this, please. There is no slightest liability in disobeying any of the axioms of Scientology or physics as far as an actual living thing is concerned. There is a liability to his form. There is a liability to masses, to spaces, to energies, but no single living thing beyond what, quote, pain, unquote, he might suffer because of loss or damage. No single living thing is going to suffer. The live unit, the thetan, is not going to suffer. But the masses will. The energies, the spaces, are liable to alter and twist. Now, do you see this? So, any axiom is so far from a self-evident truth, that's in any science, it's so far from a self-evident truth that it can be disobeyed with impunity so far as life is concerned. People go around laying down laws. It makes a game. But these are the rules of the game. After you come off of a football field, unless you're dappy, you don't feel that if you were to touch another player or hold somebody's arm from crossing the street, that an umpire is going to walk up and penalize you. You see, holding. We don't carry the inhibitions of football off onto the city street unless we're batty. Battiness is carrying the rules of football off onto the city street. You've up and played yourself a game, you quit playing the game, you keep on playing the game, but there's no longer any other, there are no teams and no playing field, but you go on playing this game. See? Well, this tells you immediately that if you ran the axioms long enough as a process on people and made them repeat the axiom over and over and consider it over and over and each time carefully acknowledged what they were saying, you know, each time they repeated over and over, you said, uh-huh, all right, and then you said, no, a little bit of alteration there. It goes this way, and then they acknowledged the fact that you have just said it, and then they said it, and you said it, and you said it, and they said it, and you acknowledged each other back and forth and answered up right away and went on. First thing you know, the individual wind up, as you may have, in a frame of mind about one of these axioms. What do you know? That's just an idea. Nothing connected with it at all. It's just an idea. It's merely a consideration. Did any of you get that about any of the axioms?
Yeah.
Huh? Did you?
Yeah.
That's just an idea. One of the more obvious ways to strip somebody out of the universe would simply to run this process. You would just knock this universe, as far as they were concerned, to flinders if you continued on with all 50 axioms, as nice as you please, and got them to memorize them, each time carefully acknowledging the fact that they had just repeated it. You follow me? Now, you're still operating, however, below the level of the laws of communication. Remember, those are considerations too. All right, now let's take an example of that. Just think to yourself now. Think to yourself this. People ought to answer me when I talk to them. Got that now? Think that. All right, well. All right. All right, think that again. People ought to answer me when I talk to them. Well. Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right. Let's think that again. People ought to answer me when I talk to them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Now, let's think that again. People ought to answer me when I talk to them. Well, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Get the idea? Isn't that horrible? Did anybody get a momentary feeling like this is a piece of nonsense?
Yeah.
Hmm?
I got dizzy.
You got dizzy? No kidding.
I did.
Is that so? Now, all right, think this thing to yourself now. Think this thing to yourself. I ought to answer up when I'm spoken to. Well, all right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that again. I ought to answer up when I'm spoken to. Well, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. I think that again. Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. Okay, think that again. Uh-huh, that's so. That's so, just so. Mm-hmm. All right, think that again. Well, that's right. Mm-hmm, just so. Uh-huh. All right, think it again. Well, okay. Uh-huh, just so, that's right. Mm-hmm. Anybody getting a sensation like, maybe under some circumstances I might not have to? All right, so the communication, the formula itself, then, is a process, isn't it? It's a basic consideration. And if the communication formula will solve all other laws, then the processing of the communication formula itself ought to blow your pre-clear in the next week. You get this now? So the most agreed upon thing which you've got is your communication formula. And the answer to this is because it works, case after case after case after case. So it must therefore be that this case is composited on the basis of this communication formula. Right? So what about running out the communication formula's process? I've just given you an example. I'll give you another one of the processes, which of course are self-evident, now that you know the formula, again. Has anybody ever got a deja vu with this, whereby he said, you know, I've been here before? All right. Now, let's take the communication formula. I've done all the talking, he ought to talk. Yes, sir. That's right. All right, now think that again. I've done all the talking. He ought to talk. Yes, sir. Now let's get that again. I've done all the talking. Now he ought to talk. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right, let's take it again. Yes, sir. Absolutely. 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 All right, now let's think that again. I've done all the talking, now he ought to talk. Okay. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. All right, now let's reverse it. He's done all the talking, now I ought to talk. Yes, sir. All right, let's do that again. He's done all the talking. I ought to talk. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right, let's do that again. Uh-huh. Just so. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's try it again. He's done all the talking, now I ought to talk. Okay, just so, absolutely, right down the groove. Mm-hmm, that's how it is. Okay, what's the matter? Anybody get a headache or anything? All right, let's go to the reverse of this now. I've done all the talking, now he ought to talk. Yes, sir, absolutely. Yes, sir, absolutely. All right, let's do that one again. Okay. Absolutely. Yep. Got it? Getting it? All right, now let's turn it around the other way again. He's done all the talking, now I ought to talk. Yes, sir. That's so. That's absolutely right. You bet. All right, now how are you coming? It's pretty groggy, isn't it?
It hits like
a... Feel like what?
It hits like your head large.
Yep. All right. Now, just get the idea. There ought to be communication. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right, let's try that again. There ought to be communication. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. All right, now let's get that again. There ought to be communication. Yes, sir. That's true. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right, let's try it again. There ought to be communication. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. There ought to be communication. Okay. What happens as you do that? Murder?
Well, all these, that's false and most terrible pressure on somehow.
Uh-huh.
So,
and that's true.
It's wonderful.
All right. These are basically a consideration. We'd have to run it until it were very evident to ourselves that this is a consideration, wouldn't we? If you haven't recognized it, clearly, if it hasn't come through as a bolt from the blue. Now let's get this one. There ought to be communication to me. Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's right. Now let's get it again. All right, now let's get that again. There ought to be communication to me. Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right, now let's get that again. Absolutely. That's correct. That's correct. All right, let's get it again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, 100%. All right, now let's get it again. Uh-huh, that's right. There ought to be. All right, now let's get it again. There ought to be communication to me. That's what you're supposed to think now. Come on. Yes, sir, you are so right. All right, now I'm not going to acknowledge this. This time. All right, think it again. 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 Okay, how's that, huh?
That faster leads to an explosion.
Yes, sir.
There's no guessing that.
All right, 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 all right. That's right, there should be communication to you, I agree with you. That's right, that's correct, that ought to be, so forth. Now, the fact that you need the communication formula still demonstrates to you that you haven't flipped the central consideration yet, right? Huh? You see this? This is not necessarily a very fast process, because you've been thinking this one for a long time. But there is the centermost key process of existence. It's simply getting the guy to get the central portion ideas of the two-way communication formula, and getting to get those ideas, and then you acknowledge them, and you answer them. And you're just getting to get the idea and you acknowledge. Getting to get the idea and you acknowledge. Sooner or later, he's going to blow through and he will say, communication? I wonder why I have to have communication. Well, I guess there's a good and adequate reason. Now, the fact of the matter is, the whole idea of two-ness is again a consideration. We have to have two. In view of the fact that Satan is an individual, he gets caught between the fact that this universe demands two and that he is one. And he gets caught between these two things so that he can be hung up and put into a dwindling spiral. And the topmost mechanism of being trapped is, I have to be two, I have to be one. All right, so you think, now you know I have to be two? Yes, sir, that's right. All right, let's do that again. Yes, sir, how true. All right, now let's think that again. Oh, true, that's absolutely right. Yes, sir. All right, let's think that again. I have to be two. That's right, absolutely correct. Let's think it again. I have to be two. Yep, that's correct. That's right. All right, now let's alter that now. I have to be one. I have to be one. Think that. Yes, sir. That's right. Okay, think it again. Yes, sir. That's correct. All right, now think it again. Yes, sir. Absolutely correct. Now let's think it again. All right, you are. That's right. All right, now let's think it again. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You're right. All right, now let's think again. I have to be one. That's correct. That's right. You have to be one. All right, now let's think it again. Yes, sir. That's correct. All right, now let's think. I have to be two. Yes, sir. That's right. All right, now think again. I have to be two. You betcha. That's right. All right, now let's think it again. I have to be two. Yes, sir. Too true. All right, now let's think it again. Yep, that's right. All right, what's the matter? Is it completely knocking you out? All right, now let's think it again. I have to be two. Yes, sir, that's right. All right, now let's think it again. I have to be one. Yep. Uh-huh. That's right. All right, let's think it again. I have to be one. Yes, sir. That's true. All right, let's think it again. I have to be one. Yes, sir. That's true. That's right. Absolutely right. You're correct. All right, let's think it again. Yes, sir. Right. All right, now let's think. I have to have somebody to talk to. That's right. You're so right. All right, now let's think that again. I have to have somebody to talk to. Yes, sir. That's correct. All right, now let's think that again. You are so right. You're absolutely right. You do have to have, that's true. That's right, you're so right. Okay, you're so right. All right, now again, I have to have somebody to talk to. Yes, sir. That's correct. That's absolutely correct. That's right. That's okay. You're so right. All right. Now let's think of that again. I have to have somebody to talk to. Right. You're correct. All right, now let me point out something to you. Have you ever had somebody to talk to when you said to yourself, I have to have somebody to talk to?
No.
There's a central button. There is the central button right there. That's a never acknowledged statement. You got it? That statement is not acknowledged. All right, now that's about all there is to it. Did you get that last one? I have to have somebody to talk to, then was never acknowledged, was it? So after you'd bought a communication formula, it had to hang up, didn't it? It definitely had to hang up. These things are considerations. They can be processed as such. And you've got one of the most interesting processes of Scientology. That's all. Thank you.